This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The Log Cabin Republicans have long had a national presence, and now they have a New Hampshire chapter. The group of conservative supporters of LGBT rights formed last month and will hold an official launch event tomorrow at 5:30 at the 100 Club in Portsmouth, at which Governor Chris Sununu is scheduled to speak. It's an effort, they say, to show that the Republican Party is unified. Joining me now to talk about the newly formed chapter is its chairman, Adam Lord. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Peter.
So tell us about how the New Hampshire chapter of the Log Cabin Republicans came to be.
After the contentious presidential election that we ended up having, we decided that there needed to be some form of representation within the state GOP of the LGBT rights. So we decided to come together, me, Matt Mayberry, who's the former vice chair of the state GOP, Doug Pilardi, who is from the Portsmouth area, as well as Dylan Cruz, who is a local business owner around here. We have a very diverse board. It's not just gays. It's gays, straights, lesbians. The entire situation was we wanted to have full representation on the board as well as be able to lay ourselves out in front of the Republican Party and say this is how we wanted to be able to help win elections for the state GOP.
Many Republicans, Log Cabin Republicans included, are in favor of small government. Some may argue that some policies meant to protect LGBTQ rights would be an expansion of government. So where do you fall on that, and where might Log Cabin Republicans fall on the sort of tension between expansion of government and preserving and protecting LGBTQ rights?
I'm looking at it from two points of view. So the first area I want to look at is let's help the New Hampshire GOP win elections. We are able to sit there and say, listen, these are the situations that we are being faced with. How can the GOP have not so much of a politically correct tone, but an emotionally correct tone in regards to how we can overall include everyone in some of the decision making? The second aspect to it is we want to let the LGBTQ persons know that the GOP is inclusive. So there's two avenues here. We want to be able to have people that say, listen, I am fiscally conservative, socially liberal. I identify as a Republican. Everything that goes throughout the country with the GOP, the stigmatism of the Republican Party not being inclusive of the LGBT is something that we need to get away from.
How would members of the Log Cabin Republicans work with those Republicans who say that, for example, being gay is a choice? How would that work?
I think that by us being there and them getting to know some of us, you know, I mean, first and foremost is we are gay, but I am also a conservative. I believe that the preamble to the Constitution sets forth what the government is supposed to have, the federal government is supposed to provide for its people. The second side to it is we want to be able to show them that we are conservative. We want to be able to sit there and say, listen, you might not know anybody that's gay or that's out that's gay. I grew up racing dirt bikes. I grew up, you know, my father's a retired police officer. My mother's an accountant. The reason that I came out and the people that know me like me better now versus before when I was in the closet. So I think that if they open up their mind and eyes and they are able to actually meet someone that they can identify with, they might not be able to identify with me on an aspect of who I am marrying, but they can identify with me that I believe that the federal government has its limitations and it's set forth through the Constitution.
So what would you say to conservative voters who are, for whatever reason, religious or otherwise, uncomfortable with the concept of LGBT?
Open up the line of communication. You know, we are going out to different Republican committees so that way we can let them know who we are. They can put a face with a name and we can answer their questions. I'm not expecting the easy questions of thank you for coming and showing us that you're going to establish a group. I'm looking for the people where they may end up not being able to identify and they might actually want to see us. You know, in one instance, we had someone say they would much rather have us become a Democrat. There's no reason to have that type of that monologue within the GOP. Most people within the state GOP have been very, very accepting of it, and they're actually welcoming towards us.
Do people on the national stage who are prominent opponents of gay rights, LGBT rights, like, for example, Vice President Mike Pence, make it more difficult for you to recruit LGBT members into the Republican Party?
I think that's what we're trying to get away from. We're trying to get away from that stigmatism that the overall GOP is the way that the New Hampshire GOP is reflected. I think that on a national level, there is some work that can be done, which is why that we're here.
What do you see the New Hampshire Log Cabin Republicans working on within, let's say, the next year?
The next year is going to end up being an interesting one. We want to make sure that we have a voice on the state platform. We want to make sure that we can work in conjunction with Chairwoman Forrester, and we have the ability to work with the overall platform, so that way we can endorse candidates that we feel would promote the GOP in the most positive of light.
Okay. Adam Lord, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
Adam Lord is the chairman of the newly formed New Hampshire chapter of the Log Cabin Republicans, and they will have an official launch event tomorrow at 5:30 at the 100 Club in Portsmouth. And you can find a link to more information at nhpr.org.